A world of fun awaits you at Northern Kentucky's International Festival on March 14th. Darren Wirtz, who's the committee chair, is here to tell us more. Hello, Darren.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Tell us about the festival. Give us some background.
Yeah, so the festival started as an idea a couple of years ago at the Covington Rotary Club. We were looking for an event that we could put together and do every year, and something that would allow us to raise money for the organizations that we support and some of the things that we do in the Covington Rotary. And so we kind of started looking around, and we saw that there are lots of cities that have an international festival. Cincinnati does not have anything like that. You know, we have a lot of individual festivals, like for specific cultures that are here in the area, but we don't have anything that brings them all together in one place. And we were really inspired by a Rotary Club in Ann Arbor, Michigan, that puts together the Michigan International Festival every year. And as we started doing some research and looking around different cities, we saw that Dayton has an international festival, and a lot of other nearby cities have these kind of things, but we don't. And so that's kind of where we got the idea.
So how has this come together, and what countries are going to be represented?
We started talking about it in the Covington Rotary, planning it out, and we realized we needed some help. We got in touch with Boone County Schools through the Florence Rotary Club. And so actually the idea started in the Covington Rotary Club, and then we reached out to the other Rotary Clubs in Northern Kentucky, the Florence Rotary Club and the Kenton County Club, and decided to all come together to put this on. And then we found out that Boone County Schools has been doing this for the last couple of years, something very similar. They came to us and said, why don't we just join forces and create one large event that we can all collaborate on? And so we said, great idea, and we started going from there. As far as cultures that are going to be represented, we've got every region of the world pretty much that's going to be represented. Latin America, we have Europe, we have Asia, we have Africa, we have the Middle East, all parts of the world that are going to be there.
I think a lot of people don't realize just how many international communities there are in the Northern Kentucky region, especially.
Absolutely. There are over 50 different languages that are spoken in Boone County Schools alone, which is pretty incredible. The idea of the festival is we want to highlight and kind of celebrate the heritage, the global diversity that we have here in Northern Kentucky. You know, even those of us who've been here for a long time, you know, we came from somewhere, you know, so we want to celebrate that and provide an avenue for people to learn about where everybody is from.
Well, tell us some of the things that are going to be going on.
The festival is going to open with opening ceremonies. We're going to have local, regional officials, government officials that are going to be here. The Consul General of Canada is going to be there for the opening ceremonies. And there might be some other dignitaries from around the world that will be there. We'll have a ribbon cutting. There'll be a parade of nations that will kick off the event, and a steel drum band from Northern Kentucky University, a Caribbean steel drum group. We have a Japanese drum group that will be there. There's a Japanese choir that will be singing. There's a Mexican dance group that will be performing. The Riley's School of Irish Music will be performing also. And there are many others. There'll be a lot of performers there throughout the day. So it's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Every 30 minutes, there'll be a new performance. There's two performance areas, so lots of things to see. There will be food vendors there also. So we have a variety of restaurants representing all the different regions of the world. And then we have cultural exhibits. So the students and families of Boone County Schools will be putting together booths to represent cultures that they're from. So people are encouraged to go around and visit those different booths, learn about those different cultures. There will be a passport that people get when they arrive, and they can take that passport around to the different booths to get it stamped, and they can turn that in for a chance to win passes to, I think, tickets to the Kentucky Speedway. And then also, we're going to have product vendors that are in the lobby. So there are a bunch of different organizations that support free trade, like 10,000 Villages, that will be there selling handcrafted authentic items from around the world. And then there are a few other international product vendors that will be there as well. So lots of things to see, lots of things to experience, and be a really good time.
And it's a great family event, it sounds like.
Absolutely. So it's free and open to the public. And that was really important to us to make it free because we want as many people to be able to come as possible.
And this is at the Northern Kentucky Convention Center, which is a great venue for this. Lots of room.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And we have the larger of the two spaces, and it's pretty full. So it's going to be pretty big.
And tell us about some of the organizations that the Covington Rotary supports.
Each Rotary Club has its own cause that it's supporting with any profits that we raise from our sponsors, any money that's left over. At the Covington Rotary, we have an international student exchange program that we sponsor. Every year, we sponsor two kids from the Covington area to study abroad. It used to be one, and then we expanded to two. These are students that are selected by a committee. One of the requirements is they have to demonstrate financial need. And so the students that our program benefits are students that would otherwise never be able to have this experience. We've sent kids to Turkey, Germany, to France, to Brazil, all over the world, and they stay there for a whole year. So they get to learn another language, another culture, and it's really an eye-opening experience for them. The Florence Rotary Club is supporting a water project in Uganda, and the Kenton County Club is supporting the Go Pantry.
Well, thank you so much for filling us in. It sounds like a wonderful event. I want to thank Darren Wirtz for being here. He's the committee chair for the Northern Kentucky International Festival, which is March 14th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Northern Kentucky Convention Center in Covington. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.